supposedly Chav Zayin is supposed to be first. To say that Varm, it's all built on a medrash about HaKadosh Baruch Hu prompting Yirmiyah to go out, to reach out to the Avis. They're the ones that reach and they ask of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maftiach to bring things back. The nusach, the way we have it in the medrash, is the schus of Rachel. In the kinnitz mashma, everybody's schus. But I'd like to be misbein a little bit in the Chazal and try to understand the point. This is based. The medrash starts. It's a medrash in Eichor Rapsi. It says, "Omla kadosh baruch hu malach hasheres." Let's go and take a look what's happening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went, Malach HaShem is in front of. HaKadosh Baruch told Yirmiyah, Ani doime hayoyim la'odam shalei ben yechidi. Vaslei chupa. I'm like a person who has a ben yachid, who made him a chupa, who meis betei chupasei, and he died in his chupa. Ve'ein lecha kev lo yalai v'albanai. And you don't feel for me, not for my kids. Go call Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They know how to cry and so on. It's a very peladic medrash. First of all, I don't know, it doesn't say what Yirmiyah didn't do, or what did Yirmiyah say differently, was there a shaila that Yirmiyah was mekainen? The kinnas is from Yirmiyah. So is there shaila in his mind? And the mashal he says, you know, I'm a person who's suffering so much and you don't even care about it. What's the mashal ben yochid and meis b'chupa? It's very poignant. It's very, very, you know, it's emotion evoking. But what is it? What exactly is being described over here? So the first thing Chazal are telling us are there's no way a person can emotionally comfort somebody unless his ima nechi betzara, unless the person himself is empathizing with the person. It says it means that it needs to resonate. If I have something that's vibrating and it touches something else and that other thing is going to vibrate, it's taken off some of my vibrations. In other words, I need to be able to engage emotionally with the other person, and then it's helpful. It's not possible to engage with another person emotionally, even if I want to, if I don't have the same level of agasha. For instance, somebody comes to me that he had always dreamed about a great career in piano. He was otatot going to become the big pianist, and some accident happened. He lost his chush and he can't play the piano exactly. I can commiserate on some sort of chitzainistic level. You know, everybody wants to be successful at what he does. He wants to be successful at what he does. And I know what it's like not to be successful, and now I understand what it's not to be successful, and so on. But I really can't hear what it means. I want to be the world's greatest pianist, and I'm not. It's not my world. I don't have shaykhs. I'm limited to the level of emotional engagement that I can have with a person like that. We need to understand the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world is to propagate the likus. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a likus in this world in as potential, and Ritzoinu, the Oimek Ritzoinu Yisparach, the Rotzon Kol Ritzoinu is that Nekuda blossom, develop, and carry on. Like the Kuzari says, it wasn't working in the world, so he took Avram and brought Yitzchak out of him and Yaakov out of Yitzchak, until finally he got the Klal Yisrael, and that was the seed of a likus that would now grow and flourish in the world. That's what Tzoyin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The parallel to that in human emotions is the desire to be making a dare. The desire to have a child is a reflection of that pneumistic desire. I want to take whatever it is that I have within me and bring it out and move it forward, like we spoke last time. Bringing a child to a chuppah is an extraordinary moment, because when my hemshech has a hemshech, then it's finished. Then it's l'dor hadoros. Urivanim levanecha is the greatest bracha, whether it's banim talmidim el abanim or banim mamish. But that's urivanim levanecha means at this point it has moved forward, and it's moving forward. If a person marries off a child and he's mace in the chuppah, that's a pegiah in the heart and the core of what a person is. Kaviyachol, the mashal is, the Ribbono Shalom has a rotzen to bring out that nekuda. And that nekuda is brought out by Bni Bechayri Yisrael. Banim Atem Lashem Alekeichem. That's where it's brought out from. We're banim because our pneumius, whether or not we've realized it, we carried whatever it is that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants carried in this world. We carried the pneumius. And that's what we have. And Chalal Yisrael coming to the Beis HaMikdash and having a Beis HaMikdash, like Shlomo HaMelech says, and the goy that will come from other Ratzis will be mushba by the Beis HaMikdash. That's a pchina of my son having his own children. That's a pchina of a son standing in the chuppah. And when it's destroyed, that's a pegia. That's a pegia in the core of Ratzon Hashem as he's revealed it to us. And the parallel to it is somebody who has a ben who's meis b'toich chuppah. Different tzaddikim, different royim of Klal Yisrael, each have their milas. There's Nim Zemiras Yisrael, and there's Nevi Hashem, and so on. But only a person who has avhus in him, only a person whose nekuda of kedusha is called av, can resonate with a ben b'yom chuppasei that died. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this type of inyan, this tzara shechina, is a tzar of somebody who's benoy b'chuposay, and it requires somebody, only an av can feel it. Only somebody whose maila of avodas Hashem is called avus, and ein av l'shleisha, only he's right to be misabel with me. Only he can resonate. According to the Lashon, the way Medrash says it, Rachel Imenu was the one who was misala in all of them. Because Rachel Imenu, when she had to make a decision, they knew that if you don't marry Yaakov, your children are not going to be Hemsheichem of anything. They're going to be little Esavs. So her pneumistic rotzen was to be maimit shvatim of Yaakov, like everybody else. The pneumistic rotzen is to be mamshich bonim, and Yaakov is bonim. And she saw Leah's, and it resonated so deeply with her, the tsar of Leah, that overrode her tsar. Only a person who appreciates that can be Menachem. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can push everybody else off. Rachel, who understands this tzar so strongly that she's mevater and her tzar of not having for the sake of Leah, that's where the regeneration of Klal Yisrael, that's where the tchi of the ben and the chuppah will start again, dafka from that nekuda. So we'll say both kiddush together.